Today's Shi'ur is Masechet Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Beis. We will begin Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, six lines from the top. And today's Shi'ur is dedicated for Refuah for Shifra Bas Miriam. It says the Gemara Tana, Oichlam U'ma'ashkim Tachas Amita, food or drink that is found under the bread, Afilu Mechupim B'Kli Barzel, even if they are covered with metal in a metal keli. The halach is ruach ra shar aleim. There's a concern of a ruach ra on that food. And the reason there's a concern for ruach ra on food that's under the bed is because the food is, people sleep on a bed. And as we've discussed many times, sleep is echad mishishim mimisa. Since sleep is considered 1/60th of death, the halacha is that the food that's under the bed is like food that's in oil hameis. And just like food, just like something that is in the oil where there's a nifter, that there is a tumah in the oil in such a hole, so too, the food that's in the house like that, there's a concern, the food that's under the bed, there's a concern that this ruach atuma exists there. And this is the halach lemaisa, that food that's left under the bed, we have to be very concerned not to eat that food. There are many halachas that are said regarding this halacha. I saw that the Shas Tshuvas Chelkas Yaakov in Evan Ezra Siman Pei Ches discusses an esrig that was left under the bed, if you can make a brach on them. And he says that it's not so simple that something that we just established has a ruach ra on it that we should be able to make a brach on it. The Shas Tshuvas Rav Poalim says that even if this food that's under the bed is put into a metal container, then we have a concern. But he says that if it's really completely sealed, then maybe it's less of a concern. And so does Rav Avadya Yosef suggest in the Shalos Tshuvos Yabia Omer Chelik Dalet Chelik Arachaim Simen Hey. But he says that even L'chatchila, even if it's sealed in a metal container, Daloch is you should not put it there. He says that B'dievet, if it was left there, we could be lenient. The Shalos Tshuvos Tzitz Eliezer discusses the Shaila, this is in Chelik Yutes Simen Nun Vav, that if nobody slept on the bed, what would be the halacha? Given that we just explained, the reason we have to be concerned about food that's under the bed is because people sleep on the bed, and therefore there's a Ruach HaTumah there, so discusses the Shaila Tshuvos Tzitz Eliezer, what's going to be if nobody slept on the bed? And he brings a Machloikas HaPoiskim, if one should be machmer, even a food where somebody didn't sleep. The Shas Tshuvos Pri HaSoda says that there's more of a kpeda, there's more of a concern by a bed of a Talmud Chacham, because he establishes a fact in Hilchas Tumah, the Tahara. He says the more a person has Kedusha, that's where the Ruach Ra is attracted. So if somebody's a tzaddik, so obviously he has a higher level of Ruach Kedusha. And since he has a higher level of Ruach Kedusha, there's a greater concern for the Ruach HaTumah that may be attracted to where he is. And therefore he says one should be particularly careful under a bed of a Talmud Chacham. And therefore there's a big question about the food that's left under the bed of a Akum. There are those that are more lenient by the food that's left under the bed of an Akum. There are others that are more machmer with the food they say the food under the bed of an Akum is the same halacha. I did see that there are opinions that say that this halacha is only if the floor under the bed is an earth floor. But if the floor is a wood floor, an a stone floor, a carpeted floor, there's no problem because there's no Ruach HaTumah. But most Paiskim don't agree to that halacha. There's a very interesting discussion in the Shas Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Dalet Siman Kuf Yud Zayin. What about baby carriages? Very often, babies lay in their carriages and they have under the carriage a place where they put different packages. Can you put food under the baby carriage? He says that it really depends on another question. The halacha is, of course, that we know that everybody, when they wake up in the morning, have to wash negel vasser. And the question is that going to be the same halacha by a baby? If we're going to be machmer by a baby regarding negel vasser, then we should be machmer here too. Otherwise, he suggests that if we're makel in that question, then we could be more lenient in this question as well. The Shas Tshuvas Shvus Yaakov, in discussing this question, says that this discussion is only l'chatchila. But he says, b'di'eved, if somebody kept food under the bed, the halacha is that it would be mutter. There are many paiskim that disagree. The Chidah says that even b'di'eved, if food was left under the bed, he has to be machmah. The Shas Tshuvas Rav Pa'alim discusses what's the halacha if somebody left food under somebody else's bed without that person's left somebody else's food under a bed without that person's permission, without that person's knowledge. Is there a concern or not? And the Shas Tshuvas Rav Pa'alim says a very bechiddush that since we know in halacha there's a concept of ein adam oyser, a person doesn't have the ability to make somebody else's possession osur. It's not for me to do. So too would be the halacha as here as well. I saw, and this question actually comes up, if food was put under a bed on the night. So there are those that suggest that since, as we learned in our shiurim, that the Seder night is a Leil HaMashumar Ubominim Mezikin. The Seder night is a Leil Shemurim. So in a Leil Shemurim, we don't have to be so machmer. Another question that I saw that the Paiskim discuss, and that's going to be, what is the halacha if somebody left his Negel Vasser under his bed? Can some food, which we just said does not have the ability, just becomes tameh, have the ability to take away tumah? The purpose of washing negel vasser, we know, is to take off the tumah. Can something which we just have been discussing extensively, which becomes tameh, have the ability to take off tumah? And there are those that are machmer in the shaila and say that one should not use such negel vasser, Again, the Mishnah Berurah says that just like there is no halacha, that there's a requirement for negel vasser by an akum, the halacha is that Jews have to wash negel vasser. A nachri doesn't have to wash negel vasser. So says the Mishnah Berurah, just like a nachri doesn't have to wash negel vasser, the same halacha applies to what we're discussing in today's shiur, that if an akum's food was, if food was left under the bed of an akum, there's no, the level of attraction of tumah by an akum is much less than the level of attraction by Yisrael, and we don't have to be concerned about that food. Continues the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Vayishta Adamayim. A person shouldn't drink water without examining the water. Loyable El Revius, Loyable El Shabbos, that Wednesday night and not Shabbos night. Vim Shoson, if he did, Dhamma Baroshai. He needs to be concerned. Naisa Kana. my sakana. Ask the Gemara, what is the sakana? Says the Gemara, there's a ruach ra on such water. Vitzachi. But let's say somebody's thirsty and it's in the dark. And what should he do? Mata kante. Says the Gemara lema, he should say, sheva koilus she'oma dover alamayim. The seven koilus that Dovra Melech said, alamayim, the pasuk says, v'hoda nishtei. And only afterwards should he drink. Shenema, as the pasuk says, kol Hashem alamayim, kel ha-covid, hirim Hashem amayim rabim, kol Hashem b'koyach, kol Hashem b'hodor, kol Hashem shoyve rozim, v'yishab Hashem es arzei halvonon, kol Hashem choytziv la'avis eish, kol Hashem yochel midbar, yochel Hashem midbar kodesh, kol Hashem yichol al-yolois, v'yachsev yoreis v'yicholoi kuloi oimer kovoid. Saying those seven koilis have the ability to be an antidote, connected the shadim that affect the water. And that's why the minig is that we say Mizmor LaDavid every Friday night, because our Gemara just said that we should, that this is a reason to be concerned. And not only do we say Mizmor LaDavid every Friday night, but we know that if Friday night is Yontif, then we don't say all the prokim that we usually say by Kabbalah Shabbos. But as much as we don't say all of the prokim that we say Friday night, when under such circumstances, we do say Mizmor LaDavid. Why are we so concerned to say Mizmor LaDavid? Because it's based on our Gemara. Because our Gemara just said that the reason we, based on our Gemara, we just established the reason we say Mizmor LaDavid Friday night is because we're concerned of the sakana. And that doesn't make a difference if it's a Friday night that is Yontif or not. Says the Gemara, Viloy, if he's unable to say them, and as the Mefarshim explained, he doesn't have a siddur, he doesn't have a tehillim where he could find these psukim, vim loy, he can't say them, lemachi, lul, shofen, and girin, and redifen, it's a type of a lachish, ben koichavi yisivna, ben beli, shmina, ezilna, viloy, and if he's unable to say this, if there's somebody else with him, nisare, even if that person is sleeping, he should wake him up. But if there is no one else available, he should rattle the cover of the barrel in which we have this water, so it'll sound to the shade as if there's somebody else there with him, and then he should be able to drink. And if that is impossible, nishdei midi, he should throw something into that barrel for hadin nishdei, and then he should drink. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, lo yishta adam mayim leman aharis leman agayim b'melayla. A person shouldn't drink water not from a river or a swamp at night. Vim shosam, if he did, dama b'roishay, he is going to be responsible for what he just did. Nei sakana, because it's sakana. Ask the Gemara, my sakana, what is the sakana involved here? Says the Gemara, sakana shivriri. Chas v'shalom, he can become blind. Vitzachi, but if he's thirsty and he needs to drink, my takante, what should he do? Iike inish b'hadei, if there's another person with him, leimele panya b'aplintze tzachina mayim. Viloi, if there's nobody else with him, leime iul anafshi, then he should say it to himself. Planya amrli imi, is dar mishavriri shiriri briri riri yori. Tzachina mayim b'kisi chavri, he should say this, and that will diminish the shadim that he has to be concerned about. We learned in our Mishnah that even an ani who has to live off the tamchui, who has to live off tzedakah, has to be given dalet kaisis. And if he doesn't get the dalet kaisis, we learned in the Mishnah he should sell his garment in order to have dalet kaisis. Says the Gemara, of course he should sell to get the dalet kaisis. The halacha is you have to do whatever you can to be able to fulfill mitzvahs. Answers the Gemara, Leinitzcha, what we're learning here is, Afil Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva the Omer, that the halacha is, Asei Shabbat Chachol, Valtitz Tarech Labriyas, that a person as much as there's a chiyuv to have an oinik Shabbos. The halach is if the price of having that oinik Shabbos means that you have to take tzedakah, the halach is, say, shabbat chachol, he should treat his Shabbos like a weekday, about its tzedakah lebrius. So we would say perhaps that that's the halacha by Dalek Kaisis well, but here it says the Gemara, Hacha, because the Dalek Kaisis involves the mitzvah of Presume Nisa, Maida, here Rabbi Kiva says that we should do whatever is required in order to be have Dalek Kaisis. Even though Kaisis points out, the Gemara Masech Tebeyedav Tezvav Amid Beis teaches us, Luvu Alive Anipareya, that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, borrow money for Shabbos, and I will take care of you. So says Tosfos, there it's talking about a situation that the person knows that he will, amidst Hashem, have the means to pay back the loan. But in a situation where the person doesn't have those means, he doesn't have to borrow money for Shabbos. But, says the Gra, that when it comes to Dal Kaisis, even if a person doesn't have that ability, he should still borrow or take tzedakah, but not to have to come on, but have the ability to drink Dalet Kaisis. So Agamar just established a very famous halachic principle of Asei Shabbat Chachol Val Tetzdarech Lebrius. So it's very interesting. The Torah in our Chaim Hilcha Shabbos, the Torah says about himself that he was very poor, and he didn't have enough to make Shabbos. So he asked his father, the Rosh, what should he do? We just learned in the Gemara, Asei Shabbat Chachovat Starach Lebrius. So he asked his father, the Rosh, is that what I should do? And he points out that he didn't answer him. V'loishiveinu dover. So I saw the Mepharshim ask, the Torah is the base Yosef. This is the basis of the Shulchan Aruch, where all of the halacha is kapaskin, is brought down. Why didn't he answer this question? So I saw from the Sar Shalom from Bells, the Rosh was concerned that if he's going to tell his son, Asei Shabbat Chachol, V'altet Starach Lebrius, and that will become the Psak in the Shulchan Aruch, that will become the status of the Torah. So he was concerned that shouldn't be, by him saying this, that shouldn't become the permanent, that his son doesn't have funds. So he just didn't want to put it down. And he says, we find this interestingly, the same concept in the Torah. We know that if a woman had a baby, the Torah HaKadosh teaches us Parshas Ki Sazria, Isha Ki Sazria V'yol De Zohar, and the Torah speaks about two different types of kabbonis. One is a carbon if a woman, Baruch Hashem, has the means, so she brings an animal for a carbon. If she doesn't, then she brings birds. But he says, he points out, if you look at those psukim, the pasuk first says, Ishi ki sazri v'yolda, tavi kavis ben shnosu l'oilo, u ben yoinu atol l'chattis, and the Torah says, zois Torah ha'yoledis, this is what a yoledis has to do. Then the next pasuk continues, V'lim lo simtsu yodadeisa, she can't afford the animal. So then the Torah says she should bring V'lochashtei sarim, she should bring two birds. So he asks, shouldn't have the Torah said Zois Torah yoledes, that we're finishing discussing what her halachas are only after discussing what the halachas are if she can't afford birds? Why did the Torah say that? First say Zois Torah yoledes. So he says, the Torah wanted to tell us that Isha Kisazria, if a woman has a baby, she should bring animal. Why should she bring an animal for Karban Chatos? Because Baruch Hashem, for Karban Oila, because every Jewish woman should have the means to bring an expensive carbon. Zois Torah Sayaledis. And that's what we want. Imlai Simtza is not what we want to establish, is the fact. Another pshat that I saw in the Sefer Bas Ayin, is that a person in his Avodas Hashem has to do his Avodas Hashem in a quiet way, in a way that people don't recognize what he's doing. If a person does something and he needs that people should recognize what he's doing, then it's lacking in his avodas Hashem. And that's what the Gemara says. Say Shabbat Chol. Do Shabbos is the day of avodas Hashem. Do it in a way that's Chol, that people think it's not Shabbos. People shouldn't recognize how you're spending your Shabbos in a very high level. Don't be a person. Don't be a person that relies on Bries, that needs other people to recognize who you are. Just, you should do your Avodas Hashem because it's the right thing to do. Another pshat that I saw, that people, the halacha is, that we'll be supposed to be Moisef al HaKodesh. We're supposed to start Shabbos earlier, we're supposed to end Shabbos later. And there are people who say, well, that's going to take away from the time that I could work if I'm going to make Shabbos early or I'm going to extend the Shabbos. So says the Gemara, Asay Shabbat Chol, take some of the Chol, take some of the weekday and make it into Shabbos. And don't worry, well, I won't have that much time to work. It's going to affect my income. A person who extends the Shabbos, on the contrary, as the Zohar says, all of the bracha that we have in our life come from a Shabbos. The Imre Chaim, along the same track, would say, the Gemara says in Masech the Beya, Daf Tes Zayin Amar Aleph, Kama Zonayisav Shal Adam Ketsuvan Loi Mirosh Hashanah, all of our income is predestined from Rosh Hashanah, except Halacha is, except for Tzor Shabbos for Yontif. So that means if we have funds that we use for Shabbos, that those funds are not part of what we to be concerned are what was determined should be our income this year. So therefore he says that what a person should do is during the week, everything he buys, he should always buy covered Shabbos. And then if he eats it, Letzayr Chol, because he found something nice, as the Gemara says regarding Shammai, but everything he did was Letzayr Shabbos. So that's why the Gemara says, Asay Shabbat Chol, if everything during the week you buy L'kavod Shabbos, V'altet Starach L'Brias, therefore that person won't have to worry about relying on other people. He won't have to come on to Tzedakah. He'll have Panosa B'Shefa U'Berevach if the person connects everything in his life to Shabbos. Another pshat that I saw from the Sefer Dvar Shmuel, on Shabbos, everybody recognizes, on Shabbos we're supposed to have Menucha Shabbos. So says the Sefer Dvar Shmuel, if I say Shabbat Chol, if not only in Shabbos do you think about a Kodesh Baruch Hu in that way, but even during the week, you are always relying and recognizing the Kedusha of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, such a person, Al Tetzarech Labrius, then he won't have to, he will never require to take Tzedakah. Another pshat that I saw, the Maritz Geis says that if somebody sits for Mava Malka, Asay Shabbat Chol, if you extend your Shabbos into the weekday by making Mava Malka, then it's a skula that the person should have Panosa all week long. Says the Gemara, Tana Debe Elio, Abisham Rekiva, Asay Shabbat Chol, Val Tetzarech Labrius, Aval Oysu Dovim Mu'ud B'toich Be'esoy. A person should try to do something L'Kovid Shabbos. The Taz, in Aruchayim Simon Reish Membeis, Sifkotan Alv says, that if somebody is of limited means, what he should do is, at least during the week, try to tighten his belt in whatever way possible, so that on Shabbos, he'll be able to have something extra L'Kovod Shabbos. Also, Dovah Mu'at B'tzorich Be'esoy, he should have something L'Kovod Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Ma'ini, what is meant by that? Amar Papa, Kasa D'Harsana. Kasa D'Harsana were small fish that they fried in flour. Ketan, as indeed we learn in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema in Pirkei Avos, Perikei Mishnah Chaf, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema Omer, Hava Az Kanemar, Kal Kanesher, Verot Ketzvi V'Giba Kari, Lasas Ritzoin, Avicha Shebishmayim. A person should do and do everything within his ability to do what's right. And what is included in that is that a person should think during the week, what could I do to make sure that I will have something for Kavod Shabbos? Torah bottom. Shivat Varim, Tzivir Rekiva, Esri Bishu Benoi. There were seven things that Rekiva told his son, Rabbi Shua. And the reason Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, Rekiva was Rabbi Shua ben Karcha's father, why was Rabbi Shua's name Yeshua ben Karcha? Because Rabbi Kiva was bald, and therefore he got the name of Karcha. Tosfos has a difficulty, that's the Rashbam's pshat, and Tosfos has a difficulty with that pshat, that Rabbi Kiva, the great Rabbi Kiva, should be known by the fact that he was bald. And therefore, Tosfos says that the reason is that he was called Karcha because we know during his time there was a Karcha, there was a split, there was a tremendous missing part in Klal Yisrael. As we know, 24,000 of Rekiva's Talmidim passed away. So the first thing he told him was, B'ni Atesha B'goy V'Shalir, please don't sit in the type of the city, because Atishna and learn there. Because by sitting in such a place and learning, people keep on walking there in a prominent place, and therefore people will interrupt you. That's Rashban Pshat. Another Pshat that the Rishonim suggest is because that somebody who learns in such a prominent place looks like a Balgaiva. And the Torah is Nimshlo Lamayim. The Torah is compared to water. Just like water flows down, the Torah is the people who is successful in learning Torah, the people who are modest, the people who are humble, the people who sit on the top of the city, they won't, in prominent place, they won't be prominent, won't be successful in learning. But I saw another pshat. If you have a city that's built on a mountain, there's a problem that's with the city on the top, with the houses on the top of the mountain. The Ben Yoyada says this pshat. The wind will blow those houses away. The houses that are in the middle of the mountain are also no good because everything rolls down. The best place to live is in the middle of the mountain. Val Tadir, Be'ir Shereshet Talmidei Chachamim, don't live in a city who the heads of the city of Talmidei Chachamim, because Rashi explains that these Talmidei Chachamim, because they are the people who run the city, they're going to be busy with running the city and not be able to learn. So, as the Ben Yoyada explains, Rabbi Kiva was saying to his son, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, if you live in a city that the Talmidei Chachamim are appointed to be the leaders of the city, you're very likely to be appointed. You as a Talmid Chacham are very likely to be appointed to that position, and I'll take away from your ability to learn. The Tzayis Shulchan has a different pshat, that if somebody lives, if somebody, the Amei Oritz, that say that even if there's a Rav in the city, and he's a Talmid Chacham, says, they say about themselves, we're also very intelligent, and had we learned, we would also be as great as this Talmid Chacham. So he says, the pshat here is, Al Tadu Be'ir Shereshet Talmid Chacham, that the people keep on speaking badly about the Talmid Chacham. A person who should not live in a city that people speak about the Talmid Chacham in a negative way. V'atanis Beis Chapisan, don't enter your home quickly. And in fact, the Medrash brings down Masechta Derech Eretz. The Lo'olam Ayikonis Adam Pisim LeBeis. A person should enter the house suddenly. Could we even find that Kadosh Baruch Hu, as he was looking for Adam Arishan and the God Edom, he said to him, V'yikra Hashem elkeim el Adam v'yomer el ayeka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously knew where he was, but he said that to him in that way. V'atanis l'kenes l'pechsem, don't enter your home suddenly, v'koshkein l'beis chavercha. V'atimna menolim l'raglecha. Always wear shoe. The Rashbam explains that it's a gnai for Talmud Chachim to walk barefoot. And the Miri explains that, especially in the world that they lived on the floors weren't that clean and weren't that smooth, and a person could get hurt if he walks around barefoot. And the Ben Yoyada says that Talmud Chachim should be makbid on this, not to walk at all barefoot. And I saw that the Mishnah Chachamim says that why were Chazal so concerned about people not walking barefoot on the ground? Because we know that after the chait of Adam Arishin, Arura Hadama, the earth got cursed. So the earth represents klala. We don't want that a person should put his feet directly on the earth that was cursed. And therefore, he says, in a place which is an Admas Kodesh, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Sal Nalecha Mi'al Raglecha. A person should take off his shoes, because that Adama, that earth is Kodesh, and since that earth is Kodesh, therefore you could walk barefoot, you could have your feet directly touching that ground. And therefore I saw the Rabbah Paskins that on Yom Kippur, on Tisha B'Av, where we're not allowed to wear shoes, as much as we're not allowed to wear shoes, we should still not walk barefoot on the floor. Hashkin v'achoyel. Get up in the morning and eat breakfast. That will save you in the summer from the heat, or b'chayr b'nei tzina, and in the winter from cold. And then we learned, as we just discussed before, Asay Shabbat Chachova Tetzdarach Lebrius, V'mishtadl M'odam Shashom Esachek Eslo. If you see that a person is Baruch Hashem successful, that's the person that you should associate with. Amar Rapapa, what does he mean? Loy L'mizvimenei, not to buy from him, V'loy L'zbunilei, not to sell him. Because if he's in a good place, he'll always end up on the better side of the deal. Elamavit shutus baday. What was meant here was to become his partner. V'ashta da'amar of Shmuel by Yitzchok. Ma'idik siv masi yadav brachta. The pasuk says regarding Iyov that Kadosh Baruch Hu blessed all of his ma'isi yadayim. Says the Gemara, kol anoytel pruta me'iyov, whoever took money from Iyov, mizbaruch, that bracha, that money brought a bracha to the house. Therefore, says the Gemara, I feel him lemizvimenei lezbinelei, you could do business with him, shapadami, and it's fine. And as the Mashal explains, even the small amount of money that a tzaddik has, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings bracha into that money, and you should want to connect to it. And I saw that the Sefer Chachmetz Matzman explains the Gemara. He says that Iyov was a tzaddik. And as much as Iyov was a tzaddik, Iyov was a person that also recognized that everything came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore what the Gemara means to say, that if you connect yourself to Iyov, if you connect yourself to such people, their positive attitude will rub off on you and will have a very positive effect on you. Chamisha Tvarim Tzivir B'Kiva as Rav Shimon ben Yochai Kashechavish Beis Asurim. As Rav Kiva was imprisoned because he taught Torah Barabim, he taught Rav Shimon Yochai five things. Amalai, and says the Gemara, Rav Shimon Yochai said to Rav Kiva, Rebbe Lamdeini Torah, please teach me Torah. Amalai, so Rav Kiva told him, Eini Melamtcha, I'm in jail for teaching Torah publicly, and I won't do it. If I do it, I could endanger you as well. Amalai. So Rav Shimon Yochai said to him, Im ein atam lamdeini, if you won't teach me Torah, ani oimelech Yoichi Abba, I will report this to Yoichi, my father, or Maishuch Lamalchus, and he'll give you over to the government officials. So of course, this Gemara is a very difficult Gemara to say. That here Rabbi Akiva doesn't want to teach him Torah, and he says that if you don't teach me Torah, that's what I'm going to do. So I saw that the Sefer Darki Musar explains what Rav Shimon ben Yochai was saying to Rabbi Akiva. If you don't teach me Torah, then who knows what kind of person I'm going to end up being. And I could end up being a person that could report a fellow Jew, Lamalchus, that I could report a fellow Jew for teaching Torah. A person without Torah, who knows what he could end up being. And therefore, please teach me Torah. Amalai, so Rabbi Akiva said, B'ni, Yosef Masha Egel, Reutze Linoik, more than the calf wants the nurse, Parrotzalahanik. I very much want to teach you Torah. Amalai, mi b'sakana. Who is in danger? In this case, you're in jail already. You have nothing to worry about. The one that's going to be in danger is me. He says, I'm prepared to take on this danger to be in jail rather than not learn Torah. So he said, Amalai. So if that's the case, he said, in Bikashta Lechonik, that if you are going to be choked, Hitala Vitalin Godl. He says, if you want to teach Torah and people should accept the Torah, say to learn Torah by a great Rebbe. And therefore, when you'll say over Divrei Torah, then people would realize that the Torah is from a great person and they'll accept your Piskei Halacha, they'll accept your Divrei Torah. And in fact, the Magen Avraham says in Or Chaim Siman Kuf Nun Vav Sif Katan Beis that if somebody knows that the halacha is in a certain way, and he wants that people should accept that halacha, he's allowed to say that I heard this Tva Torah. I heard this halacha from a great individual, even though he never really heard it. But the Machzor Shekel says that one may do so only if he knows that the person who he's quoting is not makbid. And the Ali Rabbi says that this is a very drastic step to say a dvar halacha as if he heard it from somebody from whom he never heard it. And therefore the Ali Rabbi says one can only do this in a situation where he's concerned that people aren't going to follow the halacha any other way. And they told him, Shata Malamed es Bincha, when you teach your son Torah, Lamdei b'sefer Muga, make sure that the sefer that you're teaching it from is a sefer that doesn't have mistakes. Mahi, Amar Rav Avitam Ram Shasha, b'chadata. When you're learning something the first time, make sure that your son, your Talmud, learns it properly. The Shabeshta, because once somebody makes a mistake, kivin da'ol, it remains permanent and it's very hard to change that mistake. So I saw that the Beis Yisrael said that if that's the case by a mistake, all the more so by learning, by Midat Tova. If somebody gets used to, has the habit of doing the right thing, that will remain for him permanently. Like Tavash Gedera Shabisha by Chavercha. Then he says, don't cook in a pot that somebody else cooked in. Ask them, Amai Nihu. What does it mean? She means, don't marry a woman who's a grusha b'chai bala. Don't marry a divorcee while her husband's still alive. Domemar, garish anaris grusha. If a divorced man marries a divorced woman, abadeis v'mita, they're thinking about their previous spouses. V'bay seima, afil amana. Don't marry an amana. L'fish ein kol etzba shavus. Not everybody has relationships the same way. And therefore, she may be thinking about her previous husband. Says the Gemara, mitzvah v'guf gadol. If somebody wants to do a mitzvah and also have profit, oichel peiros v'lo yischar. Lend you money and take property as collateral. And in those days, we're learning mitzvah shem m'sechet bav mitzia. What was quite common was that the way they did a loan deal was that they lent money and the borrower gave him a piece of property and said you could take the rent or the fruit from this property for a certain amount of years, and then the property will revert back to me. That, he says, is a great business deal. Mitzvah guftar, if somebody wants to do mitzvah and come to a degree of tahara, noisa isha, he should marry a woman, and therefore by marrying a woman, he won't have any hirhure avera, v'loi banim, and he'll also be able to be mekayim the mitzvah pura rivya. Another pshat that I saw is noisa isha, that even v'loi banim, even though he already has children, and now he was ready mekayim the mitzvah pura rivya. According to Beis Hillel, you mekayim the mitzvah pura rivya by having a son and a daughter. Still, he should continue having more children, and that will save him from hirhurei avera. Avar dvam tzivir Rabbeinu Kodesh es bonov. Al todir b'shichnetziv. Don't live in the city shichnetziv. Mishum de letzonei hava. These are people who are not serious people. And that they cause you also not to be in the seriousness. And the Chafetz Chaim says that why is there no problem of Lashon Hara? So the Chafetz Chaim makes two very important points. One, he says, is it was well known that Shechnetziv was a place that people were leitzarim, and therefore by saying this, he really wasn't saying Lashon Hara. But the Chafetz Chaim also continues saying that if the purpose of saying it to your son is because you want to teach your son to do the right thing, Litzonis is a terrible midah, and you therefore want to separate your son from that type of behavior, then there's nothing wrong in saying it if that's your constructive purpose. Vatesha amit aramis. And don't sit on the bed of an aramis. Ask them, what does this mean? Ikadami de loy tigna beloy krishma. Don't go to sleep without saying krishma alamita. Daramoyim, obviously, don't say krishma. A person should not go to sleep without saying krishma. And also, they should say birchas hamapal. And the halacha also is that a person should be careful to do a cheshbon hanefesh before he goes to sleep. V'kadami b'leitens of girta. They don't marry giyoris because there may be some remnant of what she learned of a not proper chinuch. V'kadami arumos mamish. The way to understand the Gemara is like the Gemara says, don't sit on her bed. M'shemais the Rapapa. There was a story of Papa that arumos owed him money. And when he came to collect the money, she had killed her child and put him on the bed. And she asked Rav Papa to sit on the bed until she brings the money. And like that, she would have been able to try to extort him that he had killed him. And therefore, don't ever sit on such a bed. Even in a situation where you could maybe make an argument that you don't have to pay the tax, the halacha is that pay it. And the Mefarshim say, of course you have to pay the tax. Dina de machusa dina. So I saw the pshat is that even in a place where the tax rate is unfair, still you should pay it. Dilma mashkuchloch, because the government may catch you. V'shok l'minach kodesloch, and they'll take from you everything that you own. V'al tamid b'nei ashor, don't stand in front of an axe. V'shor sh'oilu min agam, when it comes out of the swamp. V'nei sh'asokid, sokid mirakid bein kronov, he's in that point in a very happy mood, and he could do serious danger. Amar Rav Shmo, what are we talking about? A shor shocher, a black axe. Black axe represents danger. Or yomim nissen, when they're in a particularly good mood. Taner Rabbi Shemachikim Mishar Tam, we should stay away from an animal that never did damage. Chamishim Amah, or Mishar Muad, Kamalai Einov, that he shouldn't be able to see you. Tana Mishmeid Rameya, Reish Turba Dukula. Even if you see the head of the axe is in the basket eating, still suck Agra, run up to the top of the roof, Vishargi Tura Matusach, and take away the steps. You don't know what could trigger the animal's anger. Omar Rav, Nizid Tura, that when you scream at an axe to get him away from you, what you should say is Hain Hain. Nizid the Aryeh, what should you say to get a lion away from you? Zeze. Nizza the gamlo. How do you get a camel away? By saying da da. Nizza the arba. to get the ship to travel further, Hilni Chaya, Hila Vechila Kolya. Omar by Or Vidog, Kais Vechamer Beitzim, Vekinim Levonim, Kulam Koshla Davar Acher. All of these different things could Chas V'Shalom cause Tzaras. Or, and the Gemara explains, Or, what does that mean? Man Degoni Amashk Detzola. Somebody who sleeps on a leather mat that wasn't fully processed. Dog means somebody who eats shivuta. There was a type of fish called shivuta. He eats it b'yom nisan. Kais mishiure karsa de harsana. If you eat the leftover fish that somebody ate from. Chamin is chamimin the chamimim shadrulei. If he puts on himself very hot water. Bayim man de midrich aklipim. If somebody walks on the shells of eggs. Kinim levonim man de mechava levushei. That somebody who's cleaning his clothing that have lice in them, he doesn't wait for 8 days. He has to wait for all of the lice to expire. Because if not, the lice will come back. And they can cause tzaras. Omra Papa, a house in which there is a cat, nobody should walk there without shoes. My Tama, Mishum the Shunra Kotra Lechivya, the cat kills the snake, Vachale, and eats the snake. This baby, Bechivya Garmik Tani, and in the snake there are small bones. Vyasala Garmik Lechivya Kare, and if those small bones get into your feet, Loinofik, they will be difficult to extract them. Vistakanle, and the person could be in Sakona. Ikadamri, based on the Nispa Shinra, a home where there is no cat, a person shouldn't walk in there when it's dark. Maitama, because since there are no cats, so we need to be concerned, because there are no cats, that there's snakes there. And we need to be concerned, Dilma Mechra by Chivya, a snake could attach himself to the person for Loyada without even knowing, or Mistakin, it could be in a Sakana. Shlosh Dvarim Tzivar Vishmal Rabbi Yosef Rebbe. Makas simen, atas mum ba'atzmecha, don't cause danger to yourself. My, what does that mean? Like to have l'cha dina ba'adit tlosa. Don't be involved with a dintar with their three people. Because what your opponents may do is that two of them will separate themselves as if they're edim, and then they could say edis against you, and you could be in danger. I saw the mefarshim say, what does that have to do with mum? So I saw the Mefarshim explain that the original girs in the Gemara was mum with a apostrophe, and it meant masa umatin. And then there was a mistake by the printer, and he turned it into mam. V'atamina el mekach, don't go to a store as if you want to buy something, b'shosha el chadamim, because when you don't have money. Because people are going to avoid buying that object because they think you want to buy it and you don't really want to buy it, and people and other people won't want to buy it. Or if you walk into the store and look at something and then don't buy it, other people will think there must be something wrong with this and they won't buy it even though there's nothing wrong with it. Ishta Tavla, if your wife went to the mikvah, al tezakek lo laila rishona, the night she comes from the mikvah, don't have relations. Amar Rav, that's only Nida deraisa. However, hichzuk ma'im pesuch. Since she was a nida, dema mashke ziva. We have to be concerned that she's still going to see dam. Of course, the paiskim say that this halacha doesn't apply b'zman hazeh, because we are makbid that a woman doesn't go to the mikveh until 7 zayin nekiyim. So there's no ma'im pesuch. Shlosh devarim tzivur Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Rebbe. Al teitzi yichidi b'layla. Don't start traveling at night by yourself. Don't stand in front of a candle not wearing any clothing. And don't go into a new bathhouse, because you need to be concerned. Maybe the beams aren't really built well and the entire merchatz could collapse. At kama, how long does that mean? Amar Rav Shua ben Levi, at shnei masa chodesh. For 12 months from when it's built, don't go in. The Tanya, if somebody stands in front of a candle without wearing clothing, have a nichma. He can become an epileptic, chas v'sholem. And if somebody has relations in front of a candle, he could have children who are epileptic, and we should only have healthy children.